Hello everyone, this is Chase Crispin, and today I am here to demonstrate the Book Transfer software from the American Printing House for the Blind. The Book Transfer software allows you to transfer content between your computer and your BookPort Plus or BookPort desktop. It is not required that you use the Book Transfer software to transfer files, but it makes things easier because it automatically can do things like download books from Bookshare.org, connect to your device over the wireless network, and unzip zipped books as it sends them. You can find the Book Transfer software on the CD that came with either your BookPort Plus or BookPort DT. You can insert that CD into your computer, and if you're running Windows, you should get a prompt to install the Book Transfer software. If you do not see the auto run menu, you will want to open your CD-DVD drive by going to Windows Explorer or My Computer, choosing your CD drive, and then finding the setup.exe file. Please note that there are often updates to the Book Transfer software, so the version contained on your CD is not always going to be the latest version. If you would like to just have to install the newest version only, or if you don't have your BookPort CD to install from the CD, you can always download and install the latest version of Book Transfer from the APH website at tech.aph.org. That's tech.aph.org. And you can find the setup link under either the BookPort Plus or the BookPort DT link. There is a version of the Book Transfer software for both Windows and Mac. The Windows version is compatible with Windows XP and higher, and the Mac version should be compatible with all accessible Mac OS versions from 10.4 on. I will be only demonstrating the Windows version of Book Transfer today. However, I will be back in the future with a demonstration of the version for Mac. You may find documentation on all aspects of the BookPort Plus and the BookPort DT, including operation of the Book Transfer software, at tech.aph.org if this podcast does not answer all of your questions. I currently do not have the Book Transfer software installed on my computer, so I will go ahead and install it and walk you through the installation process. I downloaded the setup file from the APH website. However, this will work the same after you launch the setup from your BookPort CD that came with your product. So I'm just going to go ahead and press Enter here to launch the Book Transfer installation wizard.
Enter. Open file security warning dialog. Do you want to run this file? Name. Cancel button.
Since this file was downloaded from the web, it asks me if I'm sure that I want to install this file. I am, so I'm going to tab.
Tab. Always ask before opening tab. What's the risk? Tab. American Printing House for the Blind, Inc. Link. Tab. Run button.
And there's our run button. We can press spacebar or enter here, or we could have pressed Alt plus R for run. And remember that this is the only part of the install that will be different if you're installing from the CD, because if you're installing from the CD, you most likely won't get this prompt. So I'm going to press enter on run.
Enter. User account control dialog. Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to this computer? Program name, Book Transfer Setup Verified Publisher, American Printing House for the Blind, Inc. File origin, downloaded from the internet. Change when these notifications appear. No button.
Whenever you install any type of software in some versions of Windows, you get the user account control that warns you that this program is going to be installed and make changes to your computer. This is nice just because sometimes you will know what programs are being installed if you didn't choose to install them, but in this case, we already know we're installing a program, so we don't have to worry about this. If you're running an older version of Windows, such as Windows XP, you won't see this prompt, or if you have this turned off in Windows Vista or Windows 7, you also won't see this. But regardless of how you're installing, you will get this if user account control is turned on, which it is by default. So I'm going to tab.
Tab. Change when these notifications appear. Link.
That is where you can turn this off, so you can install software without this dialog.
Tab. Show details button.
This can show me details about what the program is going to be able to do.
Tab. Yes button.
And there's the yes button saying, yes, I'm okay with this being on my computer. So I'm going to press this.
Enter. Setup Book Transfer dialog. Next button.
And now we're in the Book Transfer setup screen. This is a very straightforward installation, a very standard installation, but we'll go ahead and walk through it anyway. I'm going to press a command in my screen reader to have it read me what is on this screen.
Welcome to the Book Transfer Setup Wizard. This will install Book Transfer 2.1.0.0 on your computer. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing. Click Next to continue or Cancel to exit setup. Next, Cancel.
So it's just telling me that this is going to install Book Transfer, and I can choose Next or Cancel.
Tab, Cancel, but Tab, Next button.
I tab to the Next button, and I'll press Enter here.
Enter to continue, click Next. If you would like to select a different folder, click Browse, Edit, See Program Files x86 App Book Transfer.
This is asking where you want the files for the Book Transfer application to be installed. By default, if you're running a 32-bit version of Windows, it will be placed in your Program Files directory. On a 64-bit edition of Windows, it gets placed in your x86 program files directory. Regardless of which version of Windows you're running, it places it in a good location where almost all of your other applications get installed to as well. So unless you know what you're doing and you really feel like changing this, you can just skip this and click the next button. If you did want to change where the Book Transfer program gets installed, you could type the path where you want it to go here, or we could press tab.
Tab, browse, dot, 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 button.
There's a browse button, which would allow you to browse for a specific directory in which you could install Book Transfer. I'll tab again.
Tab, back button.
There's the back button, which will return us to the previous screen. Pressing tab one more time.
Tab, next button.
Gets us to next. I'm going to press enter here, because remember, by default, the installation location it gives you is fine, so unless you really want to change it, you don't need to. So we'll choose next.
Enter. Ready to install. Setup is now ready to begin installing Book Transfer on your computer. Click install to continue with the installation, or click back if you want to review or change any settings. Destination location. See program files x86 app Book Transfer. Back. Install. Cancel.
So now we have a back button, which will return us to the previous screen if we did want to change where the program was being installed. We have our install button to go ahead and install the program, or we have a cancel button to just completely exit the installation wizard. I'm going to tab to install.
Tab, cancel, tab, click install, tab, back, but tab, install button.
There's install.
Enter,
press enter.
0%.
And we'll just wait
cancel
for just
button.
A second as this installs.
19%. 20%. Setup Book Transfer dialog. Cancel button. 100%. Finish. Finish button. Setup Book Wizard Reader dialog. Cancel button. 73%. 75%. Setup Book Wizard Reader dialog. Cancel button. 100%. Setup Book Transfer dialog. Finish button.
Alright, now that was pretty verbose on the screen reader's behalf. We heard a lot of information and mainly just kept repeating Book Transfer dialog, and we heard some progress indicators telling us that the install was in progress. Now you finally got to 100%, you heard finish, and then it popped up and said installing Book Wizard Reader. And if you're wondering what this is, Book Wizard Reader is another software product that is made by APH. This is a program that will allow you to play DAISY books on your computer. This is not a full license of Book Wizard Reader that is installed. This is just a demo version that allows you to mainly navigate the BookPort Plus, BookPort DT User's Guide, which is a DAISY book. So this is just a condensed demonstration version that's installed on our computer to allow us to read the user manual. So you don't really have to worry about this. As you saw, it popped up, it installed, it went away, we didn't really have to worry about it. Now we're back on the finish button, and if we have my screen reader read this screen again, we will hear
completing the Book Transfer Setup Wizard. Setup has finished installing Book Transfer on your computer. The application may be launched by selecting the installed icons. Click Finish to exit setup. Finish.
Alright, it says click Finish just to exit the setup because Book Transfer was installed, so we can go ahead and press Enter on Finish.
Enter, Downloads, Items, View, Multi.
And now we're back in my directory where I installed Book Transfer from. I'll just close this.
Step 4.
And now we know Book Transfer is installed. As you heard the install wizard say, it did install icons on our desktop, which we can use to launch the new Book Transfer application. So let's go to our Windows desktop by pressing the Windows key with the letter D, as in desktop.
Windows D, folder view list view, not selected recycle bin, 1 of 30.
And we can press B till we get to Book Transfer.
B, Book Transfer.
There it is. So as you can see, it just places the Book Transfer icon right on your desktop. So let's press Enter to open it.
Enter. Book Transfer, search, extended select list box, favorite periodicals folder, 1 of 5. Book port not connected.
Alright, so you heard a few things there. You heard the application come up, you heard it say search, favorite periodicals, and then you heard it say book port not connected. The search and favorite periodicals was just where my focus was placed when I entered the application, and then you heard that book port not connected message, meaning that there is no Bookport Plus or Bookport DT connected, so the program won't be able to send any content because it cannot find a Bookport device to send content to. So, we are now in the Book Transfer main window, but normally, you won't even need to launch Book Transfer. By default, when you turn on the network folder mode on your Bookport Plus or Bookport DT, or when you connect the Bookport Plus to the computer's USB port, you will hear something like this.
BT Launcher, Book Transfer, Search, Extended Select List Box, Favorite Periodicals Folder, 1 of 5, The Red Pyramid, The Kane Chronicles, Book 1, Daisy F.
Alright, so that was a little bit different sounding. We heard a few things there. First, we heard some musical chimes from my Bookport Plus, which happened right after I plugged in the USB cable. The first one was saying that it was connected to a power source because it can be charged over USB. The second group of ascending tones was the Bookport saying that it has been connected to a computer and it was being placed in drive mode so that the computer can see it and send files to it. You then heard the Windows found hardware sound, which is Windows saying something was connected. You heard BT Launcher, which stands for Book Transfer Launcher. That meant that the computer knew that the Bookport Plus was connected. It knew it was a Bookport Plus, so it told Book Transfer to open. Book Transfer opened, read a few things that were on the screen, and we also heard a chime from Book Transfer saying that it found a Bookport connected to the computer. In this case, it was a Bookport Plus connected via USB, though you would hear pretty much the same things from the computer if you were placing a Bookport Plus or a Bookport DT in network folder mode, which we will talk about in just a minute. So we are now in the Book Transfer main window. This is a pretty simple main window, which we can navigate through by pressing the tab key. So the first thing you land on,
content type, combo box, Daisy Books, 2 of 11.
We hear content type, Daisy Books, 2 of 11. So that is the default thing you'll find. This content type box is asking you what you want Book Transfer to look for. What kinds of files should it try to find to send to your Bookport Plus or DT? So let's go up to the top of this list with the home key to see what our options are.
Home, all non-audio files.
Here's all non-audio files, which would be things like text files, Braille files, Microsoft Word files, things like that that aren't audio. If we down arrow,
Daisy Books.
We have Daisy Books. These will be things like books from Bookshare, NLS Bard, Learning Ally, and other sources. These are books usually made for blind and learning disabled people specifically, and that contain navigation so that you can navigate, for example, by chapter, by section, by page, things like that. So these are marked up. These are probably the type of books you've gotten used to, again, from places like Bookshare, NLS, Learning Ally, etc. If we down arrow,
text files.
We have just text files.
Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks. These would be things like a group of MP3 files that are a book. For example, you can get these from a book on CD, get those on your computer. So these are files that are a book, but they aren't marked up like our Daisy Books would be, and these are going to be just a series of audio files that the Bookport Plus or Bookport DT can read and play in order like a book, even though they're just audio files. So if we go down,
Audible.com books.
We can find books from Audible.com on our computer.
Music.
We have music, which would just be general MP3 wave files that contain music.
Podcast feed manager.
We have a podcast feed manager, which allows us to edit and add and remove podcast feeds that we have added to our unit, and we will look at this shortly.
Radio stations.
We have radio stations. These are web radio stations, and we can add these or take them away from our Bookport.
Device recordings.
Device recordings. This will show us recordings that we have made on the Bookport and allow us to get these onto our computer.
Bookshare Online.
And our last option is Bookshare Online, and this is a very cool part of Book Transfer. This will allow us to connect right to Bookshare.org, search for a book, download it, unzip it, send it over to the Bookport Plus, all from right in Book Transfer. So this is very quick, and we will certainly be looking at this shortly. So those are our 11 choices that we have in our content type combo box. So as you can see, this allows us to narrow down what content we want to be able to find and send to our book port. We will start off today by looking at Daisy Books, which I remember was near the top, so we'll press the home key to move to the top of this list.
Home, all non-audio files.
And we'll down arrow.
Daisy Books.
There's Daisy Books. Now, Book Transfer is going to be filtering the lists of files that we see to just include Daisy Books. If I tab.
Tab, source folder, edit, see users, Chase Crispin documents.
We hear source folder, edit. By default, Book Transfer is going to find your My Documents folder, and that was the path to my personal My Documents folder. So a lot of times when you download a file, you might place your book in your My Documents folder. However, to keep things a little bit easier, since I have a very cluttered My Documents folder, I keep books and files that I want to send over to my reading devices, like the BookPort Plus and BookPort DT, in a folder on my C drive, or my hard drive of my computer, called Content. So I don't really want to be in the My Documents folder, though you certainly might want to. So I'm going to backspace to get rid of everything in that field. When you get on that field, everything is selected, so pressing backspace once will just delete everything in the field. So I'm going to type in C:\ content and press enter.
Content, enter, extended select list box, smart computing, December 2012, Daisy Book 12/22/2012, 11:38 a.m., 1 of 1.
And we have one file in here that can be sent as a Daisy Book. So whether it's your My Documents folder, or if it's some other folder that you typed into your source folder combo box, Book Transfer is going to just hide everything in that list, unless it's a subfolder or another folder inside that folder that you can enter, or a Daisy Book that can be sent to a book port. Now, what if you don't know the exact path to a folder you're looking for? You can go in and out of the folders and find other folders that may contain Daisy Books by pressing the backspace key first to exit the folder you're currently in.
Content folder 12/22/2012, 11:59 a.m.
And now we are in my case, the list of files on our C drive. You will probably be in a different spot, but you'll be one level higher than the folder you were in, or just meaning you've backed out of that folder. Now you're looking at all of the folders in that place, if that makes sense. So if we arrow around,
Dropbox folder 12,
we have my Dropbox,
program files, Windows,
etc. So you could use this to find the folder that you're looking for. So if you're looking for My Documents, if for some reason you weren't placed in that folder, you could type in Windows 7 or Vista, you could type U
users folder, to get to enter, users, Chase Crispin folder 10.
Find your specific user folder. In my case, I'm Chase Crispin, so there's me.
Enter, downloads folder
and
12,
you'd find
D, desktop D, documents folder 12 slash.
And as you heard, you don't have to just arrow around. You can press the first letter of the folder you're looking for to get there quickly. So if I press enter.
Enter 2012 greetings folder 12 book 0 and build book 11/9/mm site files folder.
And now we're in all the folders in My Documents, which you saw just by me arrowing around here. So that is how you can also get to a folder that you know has books, even if you don't know the exact path to type into the source folder edit box. But I'm going to go back to my content folder. So I'm going to go back.
Documents.
We're now in my Chase Crispin user folder. Going
Chase
back,
Crispin.
We're just now in users. Back one more
users
time, brings us back to the C drive, and I am pressing the control key to silence my speech, since we don't really need to listen to everything it's going to say. So I'm going to press C
content folder
to get back to content.
Enter
to enter
computing
the folder.
December 2012, Daisy Book 12/22/2012, 11:38 a.m.
And there is my smart computing for December 2012 from the National Library Service Bard website. This is an audio magazine that I have downloaded. Even though it's a magazine, this is going to work exactly the same as any other book you would download in a Daisy format, regardless of if it's from NLS or not. So to send this over to the BookPort Plus or BookPort DT, all you have to do is press enter.
Enter 10%. Smart Computing December 2012 Daisy Book Processing 12/22/2012, 11:38 a.m. 36%. 47%.
And we just wait for it to send.
The Red Pyramid. The
All right, so that was transferring the magazine. Keep in mind that DAISY audiobooks, like again those from NLS and also those from Learning Ally, are made up of audio, so they are quite large. Depending on the speed of your computer and the length of the book you're sending, this will take a while. As you saw, it took a few seconds here. Now, you heard multiple series of ascending tones. DAISY books are actually made up of many, many small files. These include files that have all the information about the book, like its name and the author and the copyright information, the year it was published, things like that. You have files that tell your player exactly where you can move to. For example, chapter 3 starts at this spot. And you have all of the audio files that make up the book, like the audio file for chapter 1, the audio file for chapter 2. So when it sends a book, it's sending many smaller files that make up the one big book. So each ascending tone you heard was sending its own file. So when you heard a low beep again, that means it was starting over, sending a new file. When we got to the end, you heard a crazy, pretty much sounding series of beeps that were kind of bouncing around everywhere. This is when it was sending the smaller files that contain all the information and markup that are a lot smaller than an audio file. So these got sent a lot faster, so we didn't necessarily hear every single beep. And then at the end, we heard a chime that said that the book was sent over to the book port successfully. So that is how you send a book. Once you find the book, it's very simple. You just, again, press enter, and it gets sent over. It's worth mentioning that once I pressed enter to start sending the book, you heard it say the name of the book again, and we were still in the content folder. So you don't have to sit there and wait for the book to send as we just did. You can actually continue to arrow around and find more books to send. Press enter, and those books will also be sent all at once. So you don't have to wait for one particular thing to complete its transfer to the book port. You can continue to browse and send other books and files while one is transferring. Now, books that you download from NLS or even Bookshare.org are zipped, meaning they're compressed into just one file, and then when you uncompress or unzip that file, you find all of the smaller files. Instead of having to worry about how to unzip these files on your computer, BookTransfer takes care of that for you. We couldn't even tell that that was a zipped file when we heard Smart Computing December 2012. The only thing we heard was that it was a DAISY book. So I pressed enter, and besides just sending the files, it also first had to unzip the files and then send them over. So Book Transfer takes care of everything you would need it to in the background, it unzips everything, and sends it over. So it's a pretty seamless process, you just have to remember to press enter to send the book, and you are good to go. So now let's press tab to explore the rest of the Book Transfer screen.
Tab, destination folder edit.
We hear destination folder edit. This is really a control that you can skip. This is similar to the source folder that we looked at earlier, but this is saying where on your book port do you want this book or file or whatever it is to go. The book transfer software is pretty smart. It knows where things need to go to be played. But if you like to keep your folder structure particularly organized, you can enter here where you want files you send to go. So for example, you could type backslash audio if you were sending an audio file and you wanted it in a folder called audio. But really, unless you want to keep your bookport extremely organized and you have preferences about exactly what folder things go into, you really don't need to worry about this because the book transfer software, again, takes care of where things go automatically. So this is just here if you want to use this. If you don't want to enter anything into this field, that is fine, and you can just press tab to skip it.
Tab, extended select list box, the red pyramid, the cane.
Now here is a list of things on my book port. We hear the red pyramid, which is a DAISY book that's on there.
Smart Computing December 2012 DAISY folder.
Next thing was Smart Computing December 2012. You heard DAISY folder, because when you send a book or a file, Book Transfer places it in its own folder, so these are the list of folders that you could pick as your destination folder to send things to on your book port. Similar to how we worked with the source folder, edit box, and then we had a list box after that earlier. Now we have an edit box where we could type in where we wanted it to go, or we can navigate this list to find the folder that we wanted. So this is a list of all the folders, in this case, on my book port plus. But if you don't really feel like worrying about exactly where things go, you can also skip this.
Tab, send button.
There's our send button, which you can also press to send a file. It is usually easier to just hit enter and let it send itself, but if you wanted to tab over to the send button, you certainly could do that. Pressing enter on the send button would send whatever files are highlighted. We press tab again.
Tab, send folder button.
If we were on a folder that contained many files or many books that the Bookport Plus and DT could play, we could just point to that folder. For example, like when we pointed at the content folder earlier, you could do that but not enter it, and then press send folder, and it would have sent everything that it can play in that folder over to your Bookport. So if you know you have a ton of stuff in a folder that you don't want to send one by one, you just want to send the whole folder, you could select the folder or get your cursor on it, come over here and press the send folder button, and that would happen for you. So this is a great way to get a large group of files sent over together. I'll press tab again.
Tab, content type, combo box, Daisy Books, 2 of 11.
And that's probably sounding familiar to you because we're back to where we started. So that's all that's in the book transfer main window. So I also have an audio file that I would like to send over. So let's go ahead and select music.
Daisy Book, text, podcast, audio, audible, music.
And I'm now on music because what I'm actually going to send is just one episode of the main menu technology radio show and podcast. This is just one MP3 file. Since it's not a group of files that the unit could call an audiobook, it's going to call it music, even though it's really a podcast. But it's an MP3 file. It's going to call it music, but it really doesn't make that big of a difference. So if we go over...
Tab, source folder, edit, see users, Chase Crispin documents.
And let's type in C, backslash content, and press enter.
Enter extended select list box MM20121214.mp312/22/20121244am 1 of 1.
And there is our audio file of the main menu show that it found because it is, again, looking in this content folder specifically for audio files or music files, as it calls them. It's, in this case, the only audio file in this folder, but if it wasn't and I needed to select it from a list of files, I could just down arrow until I found it. So if I wanted to send this, I could press enter like we did before, or just to show you how we can do things multiple ways, let's
tab send button,
over to the send button and hit enter.
Enter one. MM20121200.
And I stop my speech. Now, this is a pretty big audio file. It's about an hour long and it's high quality. So, it's going to take a few seconds to send this over. So, this is just one file. So, as soon as we hear the high beeps, we know we're going to be almost done. And then we'll hear the tone at the end saying that the file has been transferred.
Smart computing, December.
And it's, you hear it speaking other things that are on the Bookport Plus, which isn't really a big deal. You can just silence your speech by pressing the control key. So now we have the Smart Computing magazine as well as the main menu show over on our Bookport Plus. So as you can see, regardless of if you hit enter on the file directly or if you press the send button, it works the same way and it transfers right over to the appropriate place on your Bookport. The last thing I want to show you as far as transferring is going to be how to use that Bookshare online functionality. So let's tab,
content type, combo box, music.
We're at content type, and I remember that Bookshare was the last item in this list, so I'll press the end key.
End, Bookshare online.
We hear Bookshare online, which again allows you to search and download books right from Bookshare to your Bookport Plus or Bookport DT. So I'm going to tab now.
Tab, search, edit.
We hear search, edit. We could type any name of a book that we wanted here. We'd search for it. Or if we press tab.
Tab, extended select list box, favorite periodicals folder, 1 of 5.
We have favorite periodicals.
Recently added books folder.
Recently added books.
Periodicals folder.
Periodicals.
Most popular books folder.
Or most
categories
popular books.
Folder.
We also have categories. So let's see what's in most popular books.
Most popular books folder.
We hear it's a folder, so we can press enter.
Enter. To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, 1 of 251.
It went and got the list of most popular books, which took just a second. And now we have 251 most popular books. Most popular in terms of downloads on Bookshare, evidently, is To Kill a Mockingbird. But if we go down...
The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. The Hunger Games Daisy Folder 5 slash...
We can go down again.
The Outsiders by Ed. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Giver Giver Quartet Number of Mice and Men by Catching Fire. The Hunger Hatchet by Gary Paulson. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Cat. The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games Trilogy Number 1. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Animal Farm by Joel Holes by Lewis Satcher. The Hunger Games Trilogy by Suzanne Collins.
Alright, so you're getting the point that there's all of the most popular books here. This will, of course, change as new books are added and people download things, but This is the 250 most popular books on Bookshare. I found the Hunger Games trilogy. This appears to be the entire trilogy in one book, which would be kind of nice to be able to read all three books in one title, and I don't have all three of them together yet, so let's just go ahead and download this. Let's see what else there is first if I press tab.
Tab, destination folder, edit.
We just go to our destination folder, which will allow us to pick where this goes. So,
shift tab, extended select list box, the Hunger Games,
which moved us to the previous control. So, now to download this, we can just go ahead and press enter.
Enter, enter Bookshare login info dialog. Username, edit.
And it's asking me for my Bookshare login information because you do have to have a Bookshare account to download most books. Public domain books might be free and you wouldn't have to log in. But for books like this that are new and copyrighted, you will need to enter your username. So I'm going to type my username here. And I'm going to tab.
Com, tab, password, password, edit.
Enter my password. And press tab.
Star, 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 tab, OK button.
And hit OK.
Enter extended select list box. The Hunger Games Trilogy by Suzanne Collins. 15 of 251. The Hunger Game.
All right, so you heard it make a two-tone noise after I hit enter after entering my username and password. That's saying your username is right, your password is right, you are authorized to download this book, and we're going to go ahead and get it. So after it did that, you heard a bunch of progress tones as it sent and unzipped all of the little files. You heard the chime at the end, and you could hear that it was done transferring. So no matter if you search for a specific title, or if you go find a periodical or a newspaper in the periodicals folder that we saw, or if you download a book from a list of books, like the most popular list that we got this from, it's all going to work the same way. You hit enter, and if you haven't logged into Bookshare with Book Transfer before, you'll be asked for your login information. Once that's done, it will just go ahead and send over the Daisy book. So that works very smoothly, and it is extremely quick to go get a book. Now, there's a few other things in terms of sending content that we haven't looked at. So let's go back
shift
to our
tab,
content
sir,
type.
Tab, content type, combo, device recordings.
We have device recordings. Let's see what we can do with this.
Tab, source folder, edit, recording, bookdir 10 unbuilt book.
And it's saying source folder is recordings. It filled that in automatically because the book port places its recordings in the recordings folder.
Tab, extended select list box, bookdir 10 unbuilt book 5/5/2010/12:44 p.m. 1 of 4.
That is the first one in this list. That's back from 2010. It's one of the recordings I have on here. And you hear that there are three other recordings. This is 1 of 4. If we press tab,
tab, destination folder, edit, see users, Chase Crispin documents,
book. We hear that the destination folder is my documents folder. This is basically just backwards of how it normally is when you send a book, because normally you find the source folder on your computer, and then the destination folder, or where it's going, is on the book port. Now, because we are moving a recording that we've made on the book port from the book port to the computer, it's saying that the source folder's on the book port and the destination, or where it's going, is the computer, which does make sense. So to send this recording from my book port to my computer so that I can play the recording I made on my computer or edit it or upload it somewhere, all we have to do is hit enter.
Enter 50%. Bookdir 10 unbuilt book processing 5/5/2010/12:44 p.m.
And this was a pretty long recording, so it'll take a second.
66%. 2012 greeting.
All right, and you heard a couple of other short beeps because recordings on the book port, it actually records in a DAISY format. So it has a few DAISY files in there that allow with navigation, but there is still an MP3 or a WAV file, depending on your settings, that gets transferred that you can just go find on the recordings folder that you just transferred to your PC, so you can just pull that out, upload that as a podcast, or just play it, do whatever you want with it. So it's very easy to do that in transferring your recordings to your PC, just by pressing enter like we did to send a book earlier. So let's shift tab.
Shift tab, source folder, shift tab, con radio station.
I up arrow to radio stations, let's tab.
Tab, source folder, edit, see users, chase.
Now we have source folder, which it wants to be my documents again.
Tab, extended select list box, cdload.m3u10/18/2004/12am, 1 of 22.
Now, it found a couple of files, in this case M3U files, that lead to streams on the internet. that we could send over. So this works just like sending a book, but instead of looking for text or audio files, it's looking for files that lead to web radio streams. So if I wanted to send this web radio stream over to the book port, we can just hit enter.
Enter the legend.p.
And that was a very quick transfer. So that sent that web radio file over, and now on the Bookport Plus, or if you were using a Bookport DT on your Bookport DT, you could stream that web radio station. So as long as you have the PLS or M3U file to the station on your computer, you can transfer it over that way. However, there's another way to do this, which we'll look at now. If we go to the file menu,
menu bar, file,
and I did that by pressing the Alt key. Now we'll down arrow to open file.
Menu, file menu, show S. Delete D, new folder, new podcast feed, new radio station, R.
There's new radio station. If we press enter,
enter, leaving menus, new radio station, dialogue, title, title, edit.
It wants to know the title of our new stream. This field is going to be blank, so I'll type in ACB,
AC,
radio, mainstream,
mainstream, tab, I'll URL,
press
edit,
tab, and in the URL field, you have to know the URL of the stream, which you can get from the website or from the person hosting the stream if you don't have the stream file. So here I will type http://acbradio.org:8000/mainstream. Press enter.
8000/mainstream. Enter. Extended select list box.
And the dialog disappeared, and now that web radio station that we just typed in the name and the link of went over to our book port. So if you don't have the file to the web radio stream, you can send it by creating it that way. So let's shift tab again back to
shift tab
content type. Let's go up.
Feed manager.
Last thing I want to look at is podcast feed manager.
Tab source folder edit see users tab extended select list box 2012 greetings.
This is going to be looking for podcast feeds that it can send or files that contain the addresses of the podcast feeds. Usually these are going to be an OPML file. Now, I don't have any of these, so you just heard it start reading subfolders of my My Documents folder. But if I did, I'd be able to press enter, send that over to the bookport, and the bookport could read that file to find all my podcasts. Let's say I wanted to add a podcast and I knew the URL. We would do the same thing we did with the web radio station. We can go to File, down arrow,
New Podcast Feed,
New Podcast Feed,
enter, leaving menus, New Podcast Feed dialog, enter URL, edit.
We could do Enter URL. If we wanted to set up the podcast for ACB Radio's main menu, we're just going to do that because I happen to know that URL off the back of my hand. We'll do HTTP,
http://mainmenu,
acbradio.org/rss.php, press
PHP, enter, extended.
And now that podcast feed was sent to the book port, and then on the book port we could update that feed and download podcasts in that feed. So if you can find or if you know a specific podcast feed URL, you can add it in that way. So that is two ways to send over web radio stations and podcasts. Now, what if you want to delete a web radio station or podcast? You can, of course, do that on the bookport itself, but you can also do it from here in Book Transfer. Let's tab.
Extended select list box, main menu, 10 of 18.
We hear main menu, 10 of 18. So there are 18 podcast feeds on my bookport. If we just go up one from main menu.
Learn Japanese, Japanese pod 100.
We hear learn Japanese. That was one of the feeds that I once inserted that I don't really want anymore. So if I don't want this, I just have to press delete.
Book transfer dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the podcast feed apostrophe learn Japanese Japanese pod 101.com audio apostrophe from the book port? Yes button.
And it just says, are you sure you want to delete this feed? And I'll push
space,
yes.
Extend.
And it's gone. So that is how you can also remove podcasts. We could have done the same thing with web radio stations when we were in that view. Tabbed over to the bookport's list view and just hit delete. So you can manage your content on the bookport in this way as well. You aren't limited to just adding things from within Book Transfer. So now we've looked at everything in terms of sending and managing content. The only thing we have left to do is look at some menu options that we have. So if we go into the menu with the Alt key,
menu bar, file, F.
Let's go back into the file menu and talk a bit more about some of the options.
Menu, file menu, show unavailable, S.
Well, here, show unavailable. If there was something that was not being shown, we could choose show. You won't really need this very often, and as you can hear, it's actually unavailable right now. So if we down arrow,
Delete D.
We could delete the currently selected title, whether it's a book or a podcast feed or a music file or whatever. This is the same thing we did with the delete key, so you can either pick this from the file menu or press the delete key. If we down arrow,
new folder unavailable, N.
We could create a new folder. We're in a list of podcast feeds, so we can't really create a folder here, but if we were in a place like just the list of folders on your computer or on the book port and you wanted to create a new folder, you would press enter on new folder here. It would ask you for the name of the folder, you would type that in, and then you'd be able to create that folder. So you can create subfolders and directories with right from within Book Transfer. If we down arrow,
new podcast feed, F.
We have new podcast feed. We've already looked at this, so let's just go down arrow.
New radio station,
there's new
R.
radio station. We've already looked at this as well, so let's go down arrow.
Properties unavailable, P.
Properties unavailable. If we could get any properties or information about a title or folder or anything like that, we could do that via this option.
Cancel send, control plus shift plus F4 unavailable, L.
You hear cancel send, control plus shift plus F4, and this is currently unavailable because we are not sending anything. Let's just say you were sending a book and you realize you sent the wrong book, or you just didn't want to send that book over anymore. You could just pick cancel send from this file menu, or press control plus shift plus F4, and it would just stop sending that over to the book port. But again, because we're not sending anything at this moment, this is unavailable.
Exit X.
Here's the exit option, which will close Book Transfer. You can also close Book Transfer with Alt plus F4. If we down arrow,
show unavailable S.
We're back to show, so that is everything in the file menu. Let's press escape.
Escape, menu bar, file,
there's
F.
File. If we go to the right,
view, V.
We have view. Let's go into this.
Menu, view, menu, refresh source F5.
This says refresh source, which means that if you maybe added or deleted a file on your computer, or the book port, whichever happens to be the source at the time. Recall that this changes depending on what you're doing, as we discussed earlier. This will allow you to refresh the list of files to either make something new show up if it's not showing up, or if you deleted something and it didn't go away, you could just refresh with F5, and then you would only see the accurate list of files. Normally, Book Transfer would probably update by itself, but if you feel like the list of files and folders did not refresh on the source, you could just press F5 or just choose refresh from the view menu. If we down arrow,
refresh destination F6, D.
We kind of have the same thing, refresh destination, which works identically to refresh source, but it will refresh the destination instead. You could do this automatically by pressing F6 or by choosing this from the view menu. If we down arrow,
sort sub menu S.
We can sort. Let's go into this.
By name, N.
We could sort things by name,
by date checked, D.
Or by date, or which basically means oldest to newest, and that's what I have it set on.
By name,
we're back
N.
to by name, which would be alphabetical order. If you wanted to sort by name,
enter, leaving menus, extended select list box, main menu 9 of 17.
You hear 9 of 17, so the list got reordered a bit. So this is how you can change how things are listed in Book Transfer if you would like to do this. We can jump quickly back to the view menu with Alt-V. We can get into file with Alt-F as well, so we're going to hold down Alt while we press V.
Alt-V, menu,
we're in the
view
menu,
menu refresh
down arrow.
Sort sub, refresh source F5,
and
R.
After sort, we're just back to refresh source, so that's all that's in the view menu. I'll press escape to close the view menu.
Escape, menu bar, view, V, network, N.
To the right is the network submenu. We could get here with Alt plus N. I'm going to down arrow.
Menu, network menu, device network path, ..
Here's device network path. What this means is, where is your book port on the network? You can send files with the book port plus and the book port DT over Wi-Fi so that you don't have to connect with a USB cable. In fact, in the case of the book port DT, there is no USB port to connect to the computer, so you have to transfer files wirelessly if you would like to do a direct file transfer. So this will allow you to tell Book Transfer exactly where your book port is. To find this out, you would want to go to your media management menu on your book port, pick network folder, which would turn on the network folder mode that will let your computer discover your book port. It will automatically read your network folder name. So you would then go into this dialog and type that in. I'm going to press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, device network path dialog. The device network path is the name of your book port on the network. Be sure your book port is turned on and is in network folder mode. Leave this field blank to disable this feature. Network path, edit.
So you hear that it is currently blank because I haven't set this up before. Now I also have a book port DT which is currently not in network folder mode, but when it is in network folder mode, I'd like for my computer to automatically detect it. So, on a book port DT, the default network folder name, which you can change, but the default is going to be BPDT, standing for book port desktop, a hyphen, and the last four digits of your serial number. So, in Windows, you will want to precede a network path by two backslashes. So we'll type backslash BPDT in all caps, hyphen,
BPDT dash.
And I type the last four digits of my serial number. I'll just press enter.
1378, enter, extended select list box.
And now book transfer is going to remember my book port DT's network folder path, so that if my computer's on and I put the book port in network folder mode, it would automatically detect that, and book transfer would pop open on my computer as soon as my book port DT went in network folder mode. So if you had a book port plus and you wanted to put that on the network, your network folder name would be almost the same, but it would be BPP hyphen, and then the last four digits of your serial number. So capital B, capital P for book port plus, hyphen, the last four digits of your serial number. And you only need to type this in once, unless you have to switch the network path to a different device, because it's going to remember your network folder path. So let's go back into the network menu with Alt-N.
Alt-N, menu, network menu, device network path.
Let's down arrow.
LAN manager authentication level .L.
Now, if you are not running Windows 7 or Windows Vista, don't even worry about this. This will work fine in XP and may or may not work fine in Windows 8. You'll have to play with this first. But by default, Windows Vista and Windows 7 will not let you connect and send files to your book port over the network without changing your LAN authentication level. This is a Windows setting, but book transfer makes it easy to change your settings. If you would press enter here, it would tell you you are about to change your setting. Are you sure? You would press yes, and you would be asked to restart your computer. I've already changed this on my Windows 7 computer, so I'm not going to even go into this. But if you are running Windows Vista or Windows 7 and you cannot get your computer to connect to your book port, you would want to go into this. If I down arrow again,
device network
we're back
path,
to device network path, and that is it in the network menu, so let's press escape.
Escape, menu bar, network, N.
There's network, let's right
options,
arrow.
O.
Here's options, let's down
menu,
arrow.
Options menu, use book titles and listings checked, T.
We hear use book titles and listings, and that is checked. What this is saying is when you are navigating a list of files and folders on your computer, like for example, when we were in the content folder looking for the NLS book, it automatically said Smart Computing December 2012 in my case, even though the file name was something a lot more complicated that included probably a book number and some other information. From NLS and Bookshare, the zip file names often contain a lot more information than you need, so keeping this option checked, which is the default, allows you to just see the name of the book so you know for sure what this is. If for some reason you want to see the file name and not the name of the book in a list of files, you would press enter here to uncheck this option. But by default, it is checked, which is less confusing. So I'm going to down arrow.
Retrieve NLS key, R.
We hear retrieve NLS key. This will get a copy of an NLS key on your book port if you have one that authorizes you to play content from the National Library Service. This way, if something happens to your book port, you have a copy of your key on your computer, so this will allow you to just go ahead and retrieve that key from your book port if you would like to do that. If you wouldn't have a key on your book port, this would say unavailable. So you hear that it is not saying unavailable for me, which means I do have a key on my unit, which I could retrieve. I'm going to press down arrow.
Use book titles and listings checked.
And we're back to use book titles and listings, which you might remember we already looked at. So those are the only two options in the options menu. I'm going to press escape to cancel this.
Escape menu bar options O.
Go to the right.
Help H.
And here's our help menu. Let's down arrow.
Menu help menu book port DT manual .F1.
This would open the Bookport DT user's manual. If I down arrow again.
Bookport plus manual .B.
There's our Bookport plus user's manual, which you could also open.
Software update .U.
Here's software update, which will check for an update to book transfer. And if we down arrow again.
Firmware update .F.
There's firmware update, which will check for an updated version of the firmware or operating system for your Bookport.
About book transfer.
Here's about book transfer, which will tell you the version of software you are running, as well as some copyright information. And if we down arrow one more time,
Bookport DT,
we're back to Bookport DT manual. Now, I know that I am running the latest version of Book Transfer, but we'll just check and see anyway.
There's software update.
I'll press enter.
Enter, leaving menus. Book Transfer dialog. No update is available at this time. You are currently running version 2.1.0.0, which is the latest version. OK button.
So I'm going to press OK because it tells me that I'm already running the latest version.
Space.
Let's go back into the help menu with Alt-H.
Alt-H.
Down arrow.
Software. Firmware update.
And see if I have a firmware update available.
Enter, leaving menus. There is a new version of Bookport Plus firmware available. You are currently using version 4.6.0.34 beta. The latest version is 5.3.0.0. Would you like to install the update now? Yes button.
Aha, so there is an update for my Bookport Plus. It tells me that I'm running an old version. So I can either push yes to install the update.
Tab, details, dot, dot, dot button.
I can get details about what's new in the update. This would open a page in the web browser.
Tab, no button.
Or we could just say no, don't install the update at this time. But I want to update to the latest version to get the new features and enhancements.
Tab, yes button.
So let's press
enter,
yes.
0%. Firmware update dialog. Downloading update, dot, 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 0%. Cancel button. Main menu, 11%.
You hear your normal progress beeps as it downloads the update from the APH website. You also get progress indications from your screen reader.
37%.
This is a pretty big file because it contains all of the operating
50%.
Instructions and features and everything for your Bookport. So this will take just a second, but if we wait, we will 63%. Eventually get the familiar chime when we're done.
75%.
And this is just downloading it to the PC. This isn't even installing it yet.
88%.
We're almost done.
0%. Book transfer
now
dialog.
Now it is sending it.
Sending firmware update dot 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 0%. Sending firmware update dot 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 0%. Main menu 19%. 43%.
So again, it's downloaded the file already. Now it's moving that file from my computer
66%.
Over to Bookport. We're getting close to being done.
88%. 100%. Book transfer dialog. Bookport Plus firmware has been copied to the device. To apply the firmware, do the following. 1. If the Bookport Plus is connected via USB, unplug the USB cable. 2. If using a card reader, put the SD card back into your Bookport Plus. 3. If the Bookport Plus is connected over the network, disconnect the network folder on the Bookport Plus. 4. Plug in the AC adapter. OK button.
So we hear the instructions for how to install the update. Now once we disconnect, it's just going to tell us please plug in AC adapter. It will not update until you plug it in. Once you plug in the AC adapter, you'll get about 5 minutes of chimes telling you that it is installing the update. And then when it's done, it will just restart and come up running the new version. So that is all you have to do. I'm not going to actually demonstrate the process of installing the firmware because, again, all you do is plug it in and listen to it chime for about 5 minutes. So wouldn't be of much use for you to listen to because we've got the download completed. All we have to do is plug it in and wait for it to do its thing. So I'm going to just press OK and get
space,
out of here.
Extended select list box.
That is all I have to show you for the Book Transfer for Windows software. So now I'm going to close it with Alt plus F4.
Alt F4. Content. Items view multi-select list.
We're back in the content folder in Windows Explorer. This was just open because I was working with it before I opened Book Transfer. If, for some reason, you don't wish to use Book Transfer, or you're connecting your Bookport to someone else's computer, maybe to transfer something real quick that doesn't have Book Transfer, you can still easily transfer files. You just might have to do some unzipping yourself of books, and you don't get the really easy capabilities of updating the firmware easily, downloading a Bookshare book, things like that. But let's go into Windows Explorer with Windows key plus E to find our Bookport in our drive list. And remember that if you're using a Bookport DT, you cannot connect it through USB to the computer, so you won't find it in your drive list. You will only be able to do this to a Bookport Plus connected over USB.
Windows E computer items view multi-select list box. Not selected Windows C local disk 1 of 7.
So there's my hard drive.
Image backup D.
There's my backup drive.
DVD-RWHD2G.
Another hard drive.
Removable disk H.
There's a removable disk, which is the Bookport. Yours will probably not be drive H, but it will say removable disk. And when you click on this...
Enter removable disk H. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected audible. 3/3/2011/407 PM file folder. 1 of 25.
And I have 25 things on my SD card. If we down arrow...
Audiobook.
We get audiobook.
Backup.
Backup.
Book port plus quick start guide.
And now we get folders for specific books. And then each... folder contains the files needed for that book. So we have Bookport Plus Quick Start, which comes on your Bookport Plus.
Carol Lewis.
We have a folder for the author, Lewis Carroll.
History in the Making.
We have a folder for the book History in the Making, and you probably get the point. Further down, there's a folder for web radio, a folder for recordings, things like that. And you could just simply copy and paste files like you normally would in Windows to different folders on here. For example, if you were moving an audiobook made up of MP3 files, for example, you would just copy those files from another folder on your computer, move over to this folder, open the audiobooks folder, and use Control V to paste them onto the book port. So if you don't want to use book transfer, you can certainly just copy and paste as if you were just moving files around your computer this way. I'm going to close this screen with Alt plus F4.
Alt F4.
Finally, if you've put your book port in network folder mode, you can access that without book transfer as well. You can go to your Run dialog with Windows key plus R.
Windows R, Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open, edit combo, see content, 1 of 26.
And there's 26 things that I've recently used my Run dialog to open, but you don't have to really be concerned about that. All you need to know is that network path, like the one we just entered into book transfer a few minutes ago. So, for example, I know my bookport DT is on backslash BPDT, and the last four digits of my serial number. Now, I don't have my bookport DT on at the moment, so if I pressed enter here, it wouldn't really do anything. It would just give me an error saying that that device doesn't exist. But once you put either a bookport plus or a bookport DT into network folder mode, you could type that path in here, press enter, and you would be able to see the folders and files on your bookport, just like we just did on my bookport plus over USB, but you would be looking at it over the network, and then you could just copy and paste files as usual. So if you don't want to use book transfer, you certainly don't have to, because this acts like a normal external hard drive or flash drive would in Windows. So I'm going to press cancel to get out of here.
1378, escape, desktop, folder view list.
And the Run dialog has closed. So now that we have installed the Book Transfer software, explored all of Book Transfer's features, sent some titles over to our book port, and accessed our book port using Windows Explorer, that will conclude this demonstration of Book Transfer and getting content to your book port. I hope this has been helpful to you, and if you have any questions, the Book Port Plus and Bookport DT user's manuals contain plenty of great information on book transfer that should answer your questions. Again, you can find those manuals at tech.aph.org, and on those pages, you'll also find information on the Bookport users list for both Bookport Plus and Bookport DT. And on that list, you can ask questions or make comments about book transfer and the Bookport Plus if you still have questions, and users and APH staff members, such as developers and technical support staff, also are on that list to help answer your questions. And to subscribe to that list, you can send an email to bpp-subscribe@tech.aph.org. That's B as in book, P as in port, P as in plus, dash subscribe at tech.aph.org, and that list is also for the Bookport DT. So that's all for this demonstration. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please check out the APH website for more information, and as I said earlier, I will be back soon with a demonstration of how book transfer works on a Mac computer. Thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chase Crispin, here demonstrating book transfer.